Beyond Moving Radio listeners. It's one of our favorite guests. We unfortunately only talk to Brenda once a year, but maybe it should be more often, maybe. Brenda Lieberman, festival director, lead programmer of the Calgary Underground Film Festival. We love this festival. I know it's not Edmonton, but we don't care. We love all film. So that's why we're talking about this. The 21st edition of CUF is going to be going down April 18th to 28th. And all of the screenings are going to be happening at the Globe Cinema. And Brenda's going to be there every single day. Brenda, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, we're extremely happy to talk to you, especially about this festival, because I feel like you and your friends pull in some amazing cinema over 10 days every year. And it's always stuff that I'm hearing about 6 months later. And I'm like, yeah, that was already at CUF.
So. Well, we've got a very serious, dedicated, passionate team of programmers and volunteer programmers mixed in that we look for content for so long that it adds to the fun and creativity. But the added part of it too is we get to, because of the size of the festival right now, which it grew because of COVID, but which is I guess the plus side, we get to fit in so much of each programmer's taste too. So it's it kind of really adds a nice diverse mix to the lineup.
I know it's kind of baked into the title, but anybody who's listening to this for the first time and is like, I'm not sure what this is, let's just kind of give them an overview, not of the films necessarily, but what exactly is CUF and what they should know that's been going on for the last 20 years.
You know, when we designed CUF, Calgary Underground Film Festival, and people started asking us what we thought underground was, or what is this festival and what does it mean? You know, because we were kind of a scrappy little festival in the off season from CIFF, we just really wanted to not have any rules, really. We follow and work with a lot of underground film festivals around the world. And what we really wanted to do in Calgary is do something that others in Calgary weren't doing. So, you know, we didn't want to compete with experimental film that CSIF was doing, or the films at the time that CIFF was doing, or the Queer Fest. So we just sort of thought, you know, let's showcase films that range from one extreme to the other. So if we want some really edgy, indie, tougher films on one end of the spectrum to something we're really passionate about on the other end of the spectrum, we just didn't want the rules. And we wanted films that would excite our audience, films that tap into subcultures and niche interests that are often overlooked or underrepresented on film, in cinema, get those audiences out to have fun together at theater, you know, really gravitate to definitely genre film because it's a passion of our team. So we've always showcased a lot of genre cinema, but within that, because we do know that we want to target lots of different audiences in Calgary and speak to different ages and demographics, interests, we make sure that within the genre films, we're also like dabbling with the quirky indies, or, you know, making sure there's always been like, make sure there's a film my mom could come to, make sure there's a film like you could come with your grandma if you wanted. So it's like, we like to speckle all that in and amongst the overarching artistic vision of our festival and look at films that we think kind of push boundaries or are unique or interesting in different ways. And if we were going to show a drama, it's going to have some sort of twist or quirk factor to it to elevate it. So
this is what we love about you and what you do at CUF. That's for sure. The opening night film, as we kind of get into a little bit of the schedule, because that's what we're going to do here. We're going to talk about the overview of the festival, even though we can't cover all 10 days, because that's a lot. So you could always go to the website, but the opening night film is always a little jewel in that crown, right? When you're trying to like give the first film that really gives a sense of what the festival is. So this year, it's a Canadian premiere of Sundance's 2024 A24 release from visionary filmmaker Jane Schoenberg. You might have known her from We're All Going to the World's Fair, but this is going to be an impressive film. Talk to us about what your opening night film is.
Yeah, I saw the TV glow. This film is really wild. We did see this one at Sundance, and it really does speak to a lot of what the festival is about tonally this year. You know, it really highlights those really awkward, socially awkward teen moments where you haven't figured out who your people are or where your comfort levels lie, and you get to follow the relationship of a couple teenagers through their and growing up in very different homes, and their obsession towards this cult TV show. And the film really mixes with style and tone. It's gritty, it's got horror elements, it's very it's really for a film audience. This isn't the film that every sponsor is going to want to come out, who doesn't always know what our films are, but the ones who do will love it. It really kind of brings you into their world. It tries to immerse the audience into their bubble and their obsession. It's got a real kind of deadpan feel to it too, overlaying with the story. I feel like it's incredibly well put together, like stylistically, casting, script, the vision of Jane through and through, wrapping around this piece of art is really phenomenal. And we just thought it would be a great way to highlight their work and the film. And it's going to showcase probably a lot of what the quirky and intense films we've got throughout the festival are.
I know this might sound crazy. I don't want to alarm you.
Do you remember a TV show we used to watch together? It was called...
The Big O' Bake?
Yeah. Do you watch?
Each episode, they help each other fight a new monster from across the county.
But it's way too scary for most kids.
We're gonna defeat him this time. We're gonna need to harness the full potential of our shared powers.
Sometimes the Pink Opaque feels more real than real life.
Maddie, it was a TV show.
Are you sure that's all it was?
Our guest today on Moving Radio's Brenda Lieberman. We're discussing the Calgary Underground Film Festival. It takes place from April 18th to 28th. And you can find all these screenings are going to be taking place at the Globe Cinema in Calgary. So we talked a little bit about opening night, which is always a lot of fun. And it is the precipice of 10 days of madness for you and anybody else that's down there. But it's so much fun. Look, one of the most exciting things is when you get to have people come in as guests. And not only do you have some amazing filmmakers coming in, but you have a legend who's going to come in John Waters. And he's going to be doing his Devil's Advocate show, which I happen to see in Edmonton. It's fantastic. It was right at the beginning of that. And he does an amazing job with the crowd. So tell us a little bit about Waters and some of the other incredible guests that you have.
Yeah, we've got a ton of guests this year. So yeah, we're excited to bring back John Waters. We had brought him back or brought him here for the first time in 2012. So it's been a while. We thought this year was the perfect time to book the show. He had this new tour and it was a nice alignment with the 30th anniversary of Serial Mom. So we're doing it as kind of a double bill. So he'll have his big performance, which is like 70 minutes of stage performing and spoken word type show, Q&A to follow, and then we'll go into Serial Mom, in which he'll introduce it. So we've got it kind of as a bundled package for people. So yeah, we're excited about that.
Early on, you directed films that were considered by many very salacious, very crude.
Yeah.
And you embraced bad reviews.
Yeah, I made a career out of bad reviews. I mean, we waited for them. Like Variety said, the most filthy, repulsive, stupidest movie ever made. We said, thank you. You know, we put it in the ads. You know? And Rex Reed, he always came through. He said, where do these people come from? Where do they go when the sun goes down? Isn't there a law or something?
We kind of did a little twist on the booking, because it, you know, it's always when we try to bring guests to the festival who've got a large body of work, we, you know, and we had done it back in the day when we brought them before, but we love to showcase another film of theirs if there's an opportunity to do it. So we do have a few retrospectives in the festival too. So aside from all the regular guests we have with all the different films, there's like over 50 guests. And I've been trying to tell our audience here, the guests who come are so excited. Like, they want to meet the audience. They want to meet each other. They want to, like, geek out over the films and the fan stuff. So if you're into meeting filmmakers whose work you've just seen, it's, like, a really good environment to do this. But we've been wanting to bring Vincenzo Natali for a very long time. And we thought the stars just kind of aligned this year where we could bring him as well. So we've got the film Cube and the film Nothing that we're both showing as well. And then his two lead actors and collaborators, David Hewlett and Andrew Miller, are also coming. They both star and wrote Nothing, and then are David's part of Cube. So that's going to be really interesting too, if people are into some of these retrospective and longtime feature directors from Canada especially. So
a cube,
26 rooms high, 26 rooms across,
17,576 rooms.
Anybody remember how they got here?
Why would they throw innocent people in here? Are we being punished?
There's a way in here, so there's got to be a way out.
Do you think they'd go to all the trouble to build this thing if we could just walk out?
Take a good long look around, because I got a feeling it's looking at us.
We have about 3 days without food and water before we're too weak to move.
I just want to wake up.
I looked in the room down there, and something almost cut my head off.
Motion detectors integrated.
In terms of other guests, feels like almost every film on the opening weekend has a guest. So we've been trying to add it to the website. So if you're listening and you want to check it out, there should be a guest in attendance tag, and it's going to indicate that the director is going to be there. And then in some cases, we've got additionally a producer or an actor joining the directors.
I'm glad, because I was like, Brenda, if you can list all that off the top of your head or from notes, I'm like, it's exceptional. You have so many amazing guests coming up for this festival. So it's pretty incredible. You're almost guaranteed that if you hit one of the weekends, you're for sure going to see somebody who's connected with the film. And you even have some of the weekdays. So whether it's shorts or whether it's the features, you got guests all over the place.
Yeah. And if you've not been before, I mean, the nice thing about the venue that we do work in is that all the screenings are split over the two cinemas, upstairs and downstairs. So everyone's just kind of roaming around from one screening to the next throughout the building, kind of cycling in and out. So it's a cozy environment, but there's a lot of ways for people to gather and meet each other. And there's a couple pubs across the street for people to go after. And I don't know if this is going to be one of your questions with me, but because we're talking to primarily a lot of people from Edmonton, I just want to say we have an amazing hotel partner across the street from the cinema. So if anyone is interested in coming for a few days, our tickets are ridiculously cheap. Like, we've never raised our ticket prices in like 20 years. So they're $8 and $10. Come down. The hotel has a rate on our website. You could just go to plan your trip and you'll see, like, for like $105, you get a hotel across the street from the theater and just hang out with us. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And you're like right downtown. So, like, it's a bonus. Yeah. Like, you can pretty much walk to anywhere you want to do to be social or get food or whatever afterwards. So, or before even.
Yeah.
Look, just make a weekend of it, people. Make 10 days of it.
Yeah, we would love it. We would super love it. We've often thought about trying to figure out like bus trips and all sorts of stuff, but we have such a small team. It's like, yeah, we get these ideas and it's like, oh my gosh, how are we going to do this? There's no way.
One of the other things we want to talk about that we kind of alluded to is that you always, every single year, try and incorporate as many local or Alberta filmmakers as possible. And that happens on different levels from, you know, the probably easiest entry point would be 48-hour short film festival. We'll talk about that one afterwards when we talk about the shorts, but you also try to get as many people as you can who make films either in Alberta or from here and have kind of like been transplanted somewhere else. Tell us a little bit about some of the Alberta talent that you've got that are coming in for the festival.
Yeah, we've got an interesting mix. We're showing an episodic series called Department of Paranormal Affairs. This series was done through an Edmonton company called Department 9 Studios. And it's like a 6-part paranormal investigative series. So.
Yeah, we'll send somebody right over.
Hey, Scott. Jenny, I got one for you.
My first case!
We take the calls, we investigate. Well, you go to investigate.
Hello.
Ah! Ghost!
You're an expert on everything paranormal.
We're not Ghostbusters. We're here to help the paranormal members of our community live in harmony with their human counterparts.
How could we ever repay you?
Cash is always cool. I mean, it's all in a day's work.
We're world premiering it. We're going to show all 6 episodes. It's only an hour. And then we're pairing it with another episodic short animated series that's really bonkers and great right before it. So we've got a nice package. And then the film team's going to have an after party for this premiere screening. So that's going to be a lot of fun. So I would recommend people coming out for that one. We're showing Off Ramp, which has a local tie because it's a script written by Tim Cairo. And this is a very indie, fun debut feature about the gathering of the Juggalos. So it's a road trip film, and it's quirky character-driven film that if you're a fan or part of the subculture of Juggalos, I think, you know, some people might be like, oh, has there already been enough movies about this? No, there hasn't. When we had our trailer party the other day, it definitely got one of the best reactions from the audience, which was a lot of fun.
The Gathering of the Juggalos. Oh, Shangri-La. For one weekend a year, we can let go. Live among our own. And get up proper.
Can't keep wilding out like we're kids, Silas. You got me locked up in the first place.
What about your Juggalo fam? Scotty D, Jimmy Soda, Mankini, Butthole Ben. You want to disappoint Butthole Ben?
Good fan base out there, and we're excited that we get to have the local Alberta angle to it because the film is definitely worth screening. It just won an audience award too at the Boston Underground. We've got a mix of different short films. Like we've got the 48 Hour, and that pretty much covers it, I think.
Yeah, maybe even some kids from the Last Video Store.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Thanks for your reminder. The Last Video Store, Edmonton and BC. This film is awesome. So we're excited to be showcasing it. We kind of were following it and supporting it when it was in the making. And we're going to have both directors in attendance, as well as actor and subject. Kevin is going to be here. I guess I could say subject, even though it's narrative. in attendance. It's going to be a hot, fun screening for sure.
I think I know what it could be, but I don't want to sound weird.
It was weird when I came in here.
Legend has it, the dreaded video Nomicon is imbued with the most heinous of cinematic evils. Ominous, nostalgic presence lurking beyond our realm, haunting those who watch it. It's been lost for decades, but somehow your dad discovered it. And I'm guessing he sent it my way to make up for those late fees. There's no question now that this is that same cursed tape.
What do you mean, cursed?
Yeah, it's a tape that you should never play. But if you do, bad things happen.
I think we're even going to have a few more of them involved in it, in attendance. We're just waiting to find out how many people are going to be able to make it. But it wouldn't be a screening of The Last Video Store, at least, without Kevin Martin here. And then Cody and Tim, the two directors. So playing late night on the Saturday night, the first weekend. And that night is the one where it's intended to have everyone with the film involved at the screening. And we've got a really fun live music event taking place at a local pub afterwards at the Palomino. But the film does also encore the following weekend. If anyone can't make it up on opening weekend on the 20th, there's another opportunity to see it. This is the perfect type of movie to be watching in the cinema. So if you missed it through Northwest Fear Fest, I would say come down to Calgary. Come up to Calgary.
Oh, yeah. Or just go see it again. We're talking today with Brenda Lieberman, festival director and one of the lead programmers for the Calgary Underground Film Festival. It's going to be taking place April 18th to 28th. And all the screenings are going to be happening at the Globe Cinema. Now, one of the things that's always great about your festival, too, is that you're very committed to shorts packages, and they're a total smorgasbord of cinema, but you've got some themed evenings here with some of the shorts with this inescapable horror, a banquet of consequences, and the ties that bind us. And on top of that, you also encourage your audience to make some films with the 48-Hour Film Festival. Give us a little taste of what we can expect in regards to shorts when it comes to Cuff.
I think we're funny with shorts. Like, we don't try to over-thematicize our packages because we never want it to be too limiting, but it seems like we always gravitate to three kind of overarching themes, and then we fit what it becomes a little bit of a mishmash in between. So we've got our quite more genre heavy package that leans a bit more horror, but that of course varies within the genre itself as well. And then we always end up with we're really drawn to some dry, dark humor, both dry humor and dark humor. So we always end up with one package as kind of a quirky mix of stories that could be a little bit more dry or comedic or just quirky and bizarre. And we kind of find a way to mix those in. So you might get a little bit of everything from what might be more funny or a bit more on the genre side, but still within that kind of quirky comedic realm. And then I don't want to say relationships, but we do love relationship stories, even if they become like horror, or dark comedy, or deadpan or something. So we've got the third package leans a little bit more in that vein. So it's, a lot more of pairings of different types of relationships and couples or friendships that have kind of a weird or different twist to the story that you're going to be about to watch in the shorts package. So they're all fun. Like, we get so many shorts to sift through, and every year we have the hardest time trying to narrow them down, but we just love to look for something that feels like it's got a bit of a twist or a uniqueness that just punches it up a little bit for us. So, and some of them are brand new on the circuit. They're, films that have just been premiering, and some have been around a little bit longer. And yeah, we got a couple that are world premieres in here. So that's really exciting. And lots of filmmakers are coming for the shorts. So that's amazing because we love getting to know the short filmmakers because they become our longtime alumni. And then it's also fun when we get to eventually screen their first feature, like the feature film Booger that we're showing. And actually, the lead actress, Grace Glowicki, she's originally from Edmonton. The filmmaker from Booger, we showed a bunch of her shorts before her. This is her debut feature film. We like to see it come full circle.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing, that's for sure, Brenda. Look, we covered as much as we probably can without, really taxing you on time. So we want people to explore more. Probably the best way to do that, your website is beautifully designed. It's super easy, accessible, gives you tons of information and links, and also social media. So let's let people know where they can find out more about Cuff.
Yeah, so hit our website, CalgaryUndergroundFilm.org. And we've also, you'll find at the bottom of our website, aside from being able to search for all the films and events and schedule up top, if you go to the bottom, you'll also find all of our social handles. So we've got YouTube channel with all the videos and trailers and everything. We've got Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And we're trying to keep people up to date on everything. We try to keep it super accessible financially and really just like a welcoming environment. So we would love to see anyone who can make it to the festival.
And if you can't go, get some merch, support them that way.
Yeah, we are going to be launching a whole bunch of new merch on our website. We don't sell the merch during the festival online because we messes with our inventory at the festival. But yeah, we've got a whole bunch of new stuff that we're going to be launching, like custom hot sauce and all sorts of fun, like gadgety things. So keep an eye on us.
And I have to say, every year, usually the designs that you go, which is kind of like probably the core of it, is the poster. It's always fantastic. Like you always find a different way to really interestingly rebrand that festival every year, which is amazing.
It's also the local illustrators. We try to work with local illustrators for everything we do. So
yeah. I don't want you to take all the credit, Brenda. You're just like, you're the head of this beast. You don't have to do all the artwork. Yeah. You've already got enough on your plate. Yeah. Our guest today has been friend of the show, Brenda Lieberman. She's fantastic. Festival director, lead programmer for the 21st edition of the Calgary Underground Film Festival. It's going to be happening April 18th to 28th, Globe Cinema. We've already talked about it. So now, listener, it's your job to go online or to go to social media and find out what you're going to go check out, hopefully. Brenda, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. And we appreciate all the hard work you and the entire CUFF crew do down there.